Working together on rebuilding, I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. President Biden and Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis setting aside politics yesterday to talk about the state's hurricane recovery.
We've worked hand in glove, and he's been on things relating to dealing with this crisis. We've been completely lockstep. There's been no difference.
The governor thanked the president for the federal help.
We got a major disaster declaration approved by the president, and we really appreciated that. And that basically set off the massive mobilization that we had ready to be able to respond to this storm.
The president toured some of the more heavily damaged areas of the state by air. Today, he flies to Poughkeepsie, New York, for a speech at an IBM facility about job creation in New York's Hudson Valley. The administration preparing for more gas price hikes with OPEC's decision to export less oil.
The unwelcome surprise announcement by OPEC, the Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries, that they would cut oil production by 2 million barrels per day. The White House criticized the move. The administration says President Biden will release another 10 million barrels from the strategic reserve next month. Republicans say the president's policies have made the U.S. dependent on foreign oil.
Fox's Lauren Blanchard. The search for a California family of four kidnapped at gunpoint Monday has ended tragically.
Our worst fears have been confirmed. We found the four people from the kidnapping, and they are, in fact, deceased.
That's Merced County Sheriff Vernon Warnke, who says the 8-month-old baby girl, her parents, and an uncle were found by a farm worker in a remote orchard. The sheriff calling it horribly senseless and says it sucks on many levels. The suspect, who tried to take his own life Tuesday, is now talking with law enforcement. It's been a mass shooting at a child daycare center in Thailand. Police say 34 people are dead, 22 of them children. The gunman shot his own child, his wife, and then himself. America is listening to Fox News.
Looking for an epic experience to enjoy with friends and family? Visit the Ark Encounter in Kentucky for the biggest thrill of a lifetime. Be transported back to the time of Noah, where you'll explore three decks of world-class exhibits and even get the chance to see our virtual reality experience, Truth Traveler. It's fun for the whole family, and now kids 10 and under explore for free. Go on a voyage of biblical proportions and revel in an adventure like no other. Visit arkencounter.com to plan your trip today.
A federal appeals court in New Orleans has ruled the Obama administration acted beyond its authority when it instituted the DACA program, which shields people brought to the country illegally as children from deportation.
But the court will not discontinue it. The court's ruling does, however, bar the United States from processing new DACA applications. Because of the court's refusal to dismantle the program, more than 600,000 immigrants who are in the U.S. under DACA, called Dreamers, can legally stay in the country.
That's Fox's Brooke Singman, who reports the appeals court also ordered a federal court in Texas to review changes in the DACA program ordered by the Biden administration. Jury selection begins in New York today for actor Kevin Spacey's trial on sexual misconduct charges dating back to 1986 that had been brought by Anthony Rapp, who was then a 14-year-old actor. John Henry Ramirez has been executed by the state of Texas for the 2004 murder of a convenience store worker. There was no last-minute appeal. Ramirez told the family of his victim he hoped his death would help them find closure. An international crew has blasted into space from U.S. soil for the first time in 20 years.
And liftoff. Go Crew 5.
The Crew 5 mission, SpaceX's fifth contracted flight for NASA, taking over the job of the old space shuttles. Mission commander Nicole Mann is a Marine and becomes the first Native American woman to rocket into space. The pilot is Josh Quesada, along with Japan's Koichi Wakata and Russia's Anna Kikina. After a 30-hour journey in total, they'll arrive and dock for their six-month stay doing scientific research up in low Earth orbit. At the Kennedy Space Center, Phil Keating, Fox News.
North Korea has launched two more ballistic missiles, landing in the sea off its east coast in protest of the aircraft carrier the USS Ronald Reagan's deployment to that area. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.